Hard to believe it's been another 2 weeks since that last episode.
Time just flies by.
Yeah.
So, hey, welcome to Shack Funk, or it's a Shack Wars week again. This is Jade. This is episode 3 of our campaign, since episode 0 is 0. And, yep, again, it is Eugene as Figgle Duo, the pair of Ewoks in a trench coat. And Jasu is Jairus Elnick, a human ex-stormtrooper. Or ex-imperial. Was it a stormtrooper, or was it just like an imperial officer?
It's an imperial officer.
Okay.
So more commanding type, less shooty stuff.
Evidently. Yeah, so where we left off, you are gathering the things you need to be able to heist an Imperial cruiser that your boss, Mobbik the Hutt, found out about. And you got the transmitter that you needed, and now you need the code for the transmitter, which is in a castle on Galadran, where the Imperial Security Bureau, or ISB, has set up. And you decided to go in through the sewer entrance. You used your commanding presence, Jairus, to convince the stormtroopers that they should go check in with their commanding officer about getting you a room for an interrogation of your prisoner / cohort.
I did a good thing.
Yeah, and then you found out that the two prisoners who are already here are both people that you know. It's Luceno, the rather unreliable smuggler from the first episode, and Jeff, the stormtrooper turned rebel from episode 0.
I can tell, Jeff. What are you doing here?
I was on a mission for the rebels, and then I got captured.
Oh, well, that's a short story. Right. Do you have any information that might be useful?
I can help fight stormtroopers.
We should probably get those two out.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I think they rescinded my passcode when they found out I was a rebel.
Oh, fuck. Right. Okay,
I could try mine. Mm-hmm. In case I'm not officially dead yet.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah, there's more on that coming soon. Yeah, and then Luceno is also... Hey, guys, thanks for finding me. I know this is rather unexpected, but...
Do we have any reason to let you out?
Okay, so I still don't have your money. I had arranged to sell it to Lord Blackwood here on Galadran, and it turns out he is actually a narc working with the imps. And so he sold me out, and now I'm a prisoner. But while I was in his office, I swiped this, and he pulls out a key.
What's this?
I'm not quite sure what it goes to, but it seemed really valuable. And you can have it for letting me out of here.
How did they let you keep it?
We probably shouldn't have too much more talk.
They haven't done any cavity checks on me yet. I think the smell kind of put them off.
Yeah.
I see.
But anyway, let's try to get you out. Oh, good. Jairus just sighs.
Yeah. I mean, while this is like an old stonework castle with iron bars and stuff, I think it is still, it's the Star Wars galaxy, you know, technology has been there for like 10,000 years, so there probably is an electronic control.
And yet it's still all placed in the past. So let's try to break this electric lock. I'm going to use one of my slicer thingies.
Okay.
Because really don't want to set an alarm.
Okay. Yep, so you put the slicer in, and it's, like, pulled into the computer, and then the computer kind of the screen flickers a bunch, but then it goes back to normal, and both of the cell door buttons light up green, and the doors slide open.
I was afraid I'd have to choose between them.
Yeah, so then, yeah, Luceno hands you the key and says, thanks, I'll see you around. And then he runs off and jumps into the sewer.
Is this key anything important?
Probably.
Yeah, you'll have to try it on some of the locks in this place and see what it works on.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's get out of here before the guys get back.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, this way. And Jeff will show you up the... You go up the stairs. Let me check my stormtrooper chart to see... I wrote down where they're all stationed so I can know who's in what room. Okay, there's nobody in this room. Good. Yeah, so the basement, you go up the stairs. It leads into a workshop. There's like a bunch of tools. It seems like this is the place where they fix up the speeder bikes if they get damaged. And their weapons and stuff. Basic maintenance. But there's nobody in here. There is one door that leads out. You can kind of tell just from directions. It will lead into the castle. It doesn't lead outside. It doesn't appear to be locked at all. It's just a workshop. But it doesn't have... There's no window on the door, so you can't see what's on the other side until you open it.
Any of the bikes still working?
The what's working? Sorry.
The bikes.
Oh, the bike. I mean, it's like parts of bikes. It seems like the ones that actually run are kept somewhere else.
Okay. Get out of here.
Okay, so, yeah, there's...
Anything you want?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, so there is a door that leads out. How do you approach it? Like, carefully? Not carefully?
Carefully. Jade, stay back.
Okay.
Hide in the shadows.
Okay, yeah, Jade's going to, like, step back into the corner of the room.
Be a ninja.
I can do that.
Great. You look like
Except
one.
For the smell.
I'm going to approach the door carefully.
Okay. So you carefully open the door, you look out, and you see the main hall of the castle. You don't see anyone in here, first of all. But it's a big room, carpeted. There's, like, staircases spiraling up to a second floor. And all around the room you see display cases that have pieces of Mandalorian armor, helmets, weapons. I mean, in case you didn't know, Mandalorians are like Boba Fett's people. And the thing that they were talking about on your way to the planet was, there was a comic where, Jango Fett had this group of Mandalorians, and then there was like a splinter group called Death Watch who ended up selling them out to, the nobles in charge of Galadriel. They framed the Mandalorians for, raiding the planet and got the Jedi called in, and then the Jedi slaughtered the Mandalorians, and then Jango was captured, and like him and his armor were on display. He was a slave, so I guess he was on display, whatever. It's not unreasonable for there to be, like, armor from that battle that is just here as a trophy in this noble castle.
Huh.
And, yeah, there are stairs that lead up to the second floor. There is, a pair of double doors that you think probably go outside based on, like, the snow trailing in and out of that door. And then there's one more set of doors on the ground floor that lead to another room. Otherwise, it's either outside or second floor.
We have no reason to go outside because we are looking for codes.
Oh, so codes. I think The listening post officers, I think they're on the second floor.
Nice. Right. Jerris, could you bullshit your way through this post again?
Try my best. Are there any guards upstairs or on the stairs? At the stairs?
I would say you don't see any guards in this room. If you go up the stairs, then you see the second floor isn't really... It's not so much a floor as it is, like, balconies, I guess, along the outer edge of the room. But it leads to two rooms. One is directly above the workshop. The other one is directly above that other set of doors. They're basically, like, on the front of the castle. There's a workshop, another room on top, this other room, and then another room on top of that. And, yeah, you can see from the doors on that second floor... There is the one again on the right side of the castle is it's like woodwork. It looks pretty fancy, like and then the other one is more like a kind of heavier metallic looking door. It looks secured.
What I'm trying to do is just big digging it, getting up the stairs, like, this is my place.
Mm.
I'm a commanding officer. So, I'm just going up like it's completely normal.
Mm. Okay, so just which door are you going for? The secured one or the fancy one?
Oh, before I go, I ask Jeff, which one do you think is the one with the codes?
Are you asking Jeff?
Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assume the secure door is probably... If I had to guess that other door, and he points at the fancy one, I think that's where the Lord lives. He's still here. He lets them live in his castle, but he's still here.
Is he here today?
I assume. I've been in a jail cell, so I don't know. But...
Okay, sure. So I'm going to the secured one, and I'm going to try the key we just got.
Hmm. Okay, on the Lord's door?
No, on the...
Oh, yeah. On the other door? Yeah. I think the key you got is, like, a physical, like, a turnkey.
Oh.
But this door, I mean, I'd say, like, the Lord's door has, like, a regular, you know, like, a turnkey lock, probably. The secured door... it has like a card swipe lock on it, but also there is one of those things, like a slider on the door, like you think if you knocked someone would slide that open and look to see who's there.
Mm.
Whatever that thing's called.
No idea. So I'm not very smart. So.
Okay.
Wait. I'm probably trying to listen as the Lord is in his door. Can I do that? If he's in his room.
Okay. You listen. You don't hear much. You might occasionally hear like a bed spring. Not like a loud bed spring. He's not fucking anyone in there, but just like you think he might be asleep.
Okay.
Potential hostage.
Any smart ideas?
No.
What I'm planning is really stupid.
Take the Lord hostage?
No. Wait a minute. No.
Okay. Right.
I'm saying to you three, hide. Don't know where. Hide. Don't be near the sewer entrance.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Jeff will go hide behind one of those, display cases of armor.
And then I'm going to knock on the secure door and trying to get myself into commanding officer Huff.
Okay. So the slot slides open. You see a stormtrooper.
There was a breakout. We need all people. Get into the sewers. Someone broke out of the cells.
Yeah, sir. And he's startled by this, so yeah, he's gonna open it and start.
Everyone, into the sewers. We need a widespread search of the sewers.
Okay.
Get there ASAP. Don't ask questions.
Okay. Yeah, sir. And he's surprised by this, but he assumed. I mean, yeah, you seem commanding enough that he thinks you're telling him the truth. So yeah, he's going to head down the stairs.
I'm not lying. There was a breakout. Mm. He went to the sewers.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, he's gonna head down there, and I assume at this point the other two stormtroopers you sent off, they went out through that front door to go find their commanding officer, who I think was in the courtyard. So if you look down at the ground floor again, you see him running down the stairs to there and seeing the other ones returning and also heading back in to see what's going on with this breakout.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm. Okay, so...
Did I miss something?
Hmm?
Did I miss something? How about did I kill everyone?
The door is open now, and if you look inside, you see a bunch of, computer banks, like, up against the walls, maybe, like, one in the middle of the room. There's a few chairs, and there's a few officers in regular uniforms in there, sitting at them. They've got, like, headphones on. They're listening for rebel communications.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I'm going in.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, there's been a break-in. It's possible all our data is corrupted now. I need the codes. They need to be changed.
Who are you? One of the... the one who seems like he's in charge is...
I am
going to stand up and
commanding, look. I am commanding officer. Name. Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff isn't the prisoner?
Jeff. He's the black sheep of our family. Don't remind me.
Yeah, he's going to start reaching for his comm link.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not joking. There was a break-in.
I'm going to need to see some ID. We did not receive any notification that there's a transfer. I know every officer in this place. Sir. What's your rank?
What was my rank? That's a good idea.
And then one of the other people who's sitting there is going to like turn and look at the one who's talking to you and say, what's going on, Captain Othazon? We've got a new officer, Captain Othazon. I'm wondering if I should reveal these stupid jokes that these people's names are based on or not. His name is Tim Othazon. Which is a pun on Timothy Zahn, who is a Star Wars author.
Sorry.
Ensign Kevin Janderson is the one who's asking him what's going on.
It's my first day on security, and I have a break-in. I did not expect this kind of commotion on my first day. So... just make sure everything here is all right, and I'm not going to bother you.
Okay, so this guy, he's still really suspicious of you, but the third officer in the room is going to turn and look. And this guy, he's got kind of short, dark hair, and you notice, I guess it's hard not to notice, half of his face, he's got like a cyborg eye and like metal plates that have replaced part of his face. And he's going to look at you and he looks a bit surprised, and he says, Elric, is that you? I thought you were dead, man. It's me, it's Galen. Galen Strom. We work together. Did you just report back in now? What?
Fuck. Jervis is not sure what to do. And he's out of lies.
Yeah, so Captain Othazon looks over at Strom. You know this guy. Yeah, no, we were stationed on Scarif together. I could have... We never heard that you survived, Jairus. We listed your name among the dead. I barely got out myself. I mean, you can see. And he, like, waves his hand over his face. Like, yeah, that speeder bike got me pretty far, but that blast was a lot.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
And he's gonna, like, look at you a little closer, like...
And what I'm going to do next is slowly stepping out of the room, throwing my second grenade in, closing the door, and blocking it.
Okay. So, I guess I will roll to see... I'll just do a group roll for them and see how well they dodge this grenade in the room. Because, I mean, it's definitely going to hit. It's just a question of how much does it damage them, I guess. Yeah, so I just roll, like, their strength to resist. Okay.
I'm going to roll the damage.
Okay. Let's see, six. Where did I put his dodge?
17! That's not bad.
Weird. I didn't even bother to write a dodge. I didn't think they were going to get shot. Okay. no, it's not dodge. I needed strength.
I'm sorry.
Okay, strength is...
For normal Imperial, it's 2 or 3d6.
Yeah, I mean, these are just officers, not stormtroopers. They only got 2d. 6, and you rolled a 17, and that's almost 3 times... Okay, yeah, so I'd say, yeah, you roll a grenade in the room. It, there's a kaboom, which, you probably... I don't know if you can hear stuff from the basement, but you probably hear a commotion if you were close to the basement. The people are like, what was that? And they're going to start running in pretty soon. But, I'd say the middle computer bank got blown to pieces. The pieces hit these three guys and knocked them all out. So there are still some intact computers in there. But everyone in the building is alert to your presence now.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it worked.
So Jairus is going back in. And
yeah, I think at this point Jade is going to be alert enough.
Like, stuff.
Damn it, we got to get those passcodes and get out of here fast.
Yeah.
So...
Guys, I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, so she's going to run over to one of the computers, try to get the codes out of it.
Fiddle will too.
So I guess we'll all roll security checks to try to... 10. Okay.
Not bad, 10.
Yeah, I mean, 19 is above moderate, so, I'd say, Figgle and Jairus are both typing away at the computers. Jade is probably panicking because she heard a grenade go off and now all these stormtroopers are going to be coming. But yeah, she runs in, uses her security skills to start typing and types hard enough and fast enough to get the passcodes to pop out on a disk. So, okay, I've got it. Let's get out of here. And
let's just go through the main door.
Okay, yeah, run. So you run down the stairs, and as you're running down them, the workshop door opens, and there's a couple stormtroopers there. I'd say the other ground floor door also opens, and that is the guard quarters. It's where all the off-duty stormtroopers are. So they're not in armor, but they do have guns. So... The stormtroopers coming from both doors.
Someone bring a flash grenade. Someone bring a flash grenade this time.
If you didn't, we can retcon and say that you did. If that's the cool thing to do, we can say you did it.
I think probably Jade did this time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because after last
time... She knows Jairus only has the hurty one.
Yeah, and after last time she said to throw one, and then you didn't have one. So, yeah, that's... Okay, so I would say...
Jairus just kills people. Mm. He doesn't think of not killing.
Okay, yeah, so I'll take... Let's say she throws the grenade... let me do that Dice of Destiny thing and see what happens about how effective is... this flash grenade.
Not effective. No.
Okay, so she throws it at the ground, and it kind of sputters. It's like a small firecracker. But it doesn't actually flash bright enough to blind anyone.
Okay, well, Figgledoo will throw a normal grenade.
Okay, which door? You've got one door with the armored stormtroopers who you tricked into going into the basement, and another one with unarmored ones who are just coming out of their naps when they heard an explosion on the second floor.
Okay, armored ones, because those who are sleeping wouldn't be as fast to attack.
Yeah, I think they've only got blaster pistols in there. They probably don't keep their rifles handy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's just a dexterity roll, right?
Yep.
Okay. 8. God damn it.
Okay. And then, let's see, I gotta roll their dodge. What's their dodge? Their dodge is 2D. Oh, it's equal. Oh, wait, yeah, okay. So that...
It's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't know how that works for hitting. Yeah, I would say that they're, at least since you're throwing a grenade at them, they're distracted enough that they're not going to shoot you this turn, because they are jumping out of the way of it. They're not going to take any damage or even risk taking any damage, but they're not going to shoot. Okay. But the other ones with their blaster pistols, let me look up what it's their shooting skill, and then the pistol just determines it's less damage than a rifle. So... Mm-hmm. Okay, so they have, their dex is 3D to shoot, how many? Well, I assume only one person can get a clear shot at a time, because they're just coming out of the door. Who's at the front of the group? Probably Jade, as you're running down the stairs, because she was the one who grabbed the thing out of the computer and was running for the door.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so... They roll to shoot. She's gonna roll to dodge. With her...
Well, they kinda suck.
Yeah, they're stormtroopers. So... so she somersaults over the blaster.
Is she god?
Yeah, I'm assuming...
Uh-huh. Is she god?
Yeah, she's one of the... She's a character who I didn't want to get killed, so I gave her stupid status. So... and also figured that if I put you in a situation you couldn't get out of, I would have a stupid, powerful person to help you get out of it. So, yeah, so they shoot at her and she just jumps off the side of the stairs, lands perfectly on the ground, and keeps running for the door.
Wait, so that's one, and the door in the front, is it like an automatic one? Or
yeah, I think it's unlocked, but it's a regular door handle door. So... You don't have to wait for any electronic stuff to open on this one.
So, but like, can we close it and then with a blaster shot block it from the outside?
I don't think melting the lock would fix that since it's not locked. You'd probably have to barricade it with something. But I mean, once you get outside, you can see what's in the courtyard, and there might be something there that would work.
Yeah. But it gets out
first, then
the turn to run out.
So, Eugene, you were saying something?
Where? Yep, that might be vehicles here, there, I mean.
Okay, yeah, so if you're going to run for the door, I would say, are you shooting back? Because otherwise you're probably going to get one more shot at you from either side, from either door.
Yeah, I'm shooting back.
Okay, but since you're running, you have to deduct dice from it.
19.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely hit. This is pretty close range. So you were shooting at armored or unarmored?
Armored ones, steel. Okay. And it's,
Okay, yeah, let me roll their dodge, because, yeah, they just got up from avoiding this grenade. One of them runs out of the door to shoot at the people escaping. You rolled a 19 to shoot him. He's going to roll his dodge, because he's jumping out of the way, which would distract from his shot if he Nope, he didn't dodge at all.
Yep.
Okay, so you roll your damage. He'll roll his strength to resist.
Mm-hmm. 13.
Okay, so is equal stun or wound? Let me look.
It's a wound. It's a wound.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'd say you shoot this guy in the arm. You shoot him in the leg and he kind of slumps to, hits the wall, slumps to the side. He's not going to get a shot on this turn because he got shot. Mm-hmm. Jairus, are you going to shoot at the other one or just try to get to the door?
Since I'm really not good at shooting by running, I'm just going to the door.
Okay. So the other one, let's see. Yeah, they shot at Jade. Completely missed. I'm just gonna roll a d2, basically flipping a coin to decide. One, he's shooting at Jairus. Two, he's shooting at Fickle. Nobody seems to care about Jeff. Okay, so he's shooting at Jairus. So you can make a dodge as he shoots at you.
And subtract.
It's a free reaction to dodge.
Action dodge.
Let's see, his blast
12.
Blaster pistol is 3D.
Oh, he completely 9. Misses.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, so you dodge. You like duck or like move to the side enough that he misses. And I'd say you all make it to the door now. So you open the door. Outside, it is cold because it's snowy, but I mean, you still got your coats, so you're probably fine. But it is definitely colder than it was in here. And less poopy than it was in here.
Nice.
And so, you're in the courtyard. It is snowy. There is a statue of the Lord, of course. He's not vain or anything.
Of course.
Yep, there's a couple small gardens, and then you see on, like, the side of the guard quarters part of the castle, there is, like, an overhang tent, and the speeder bike, there's two speeder bikes sitting under it.
Oh, right.
I can do it.
Yeah, the stormtroopers up on the walls were alerted by the grenade, but they're, like, looking around the courtyard trying to figure out what's going on. So I'd say the one on the front wall probably sees you coming out the front door from a distance. He's going to be able to take at least one shot before you reach the speeder bikes.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to...
But he's also, like, long range. I don't know if he's medium or long range at this point. Probably long, because he's up on top of the wall looking down in the courtyard. So unless you shoot back at him, he's just gonna roll to shoot. And you can roll to dodge. Okay, who's he gonna shoot at?
I should shoot him.
Hmm? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, heroes get to go first, so if you're gonna shoot at him, you get to go first.
Yep.
But you see him lining up a shot from, the, upper 19. Wall.
And that's,
Okay, so his dodge is...
Yeah, that's not enough to... That's not enough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I've been doing dodge wrong. The way dodge works is you add the dodge number to the difficulty check to increase the difficulty check. It's not, like, actually comparing dodge versus attack.
Yeah, so to shoot him, it would be a 36, I guess. And I rolled 19, so...
Yeah. Okay, so... You miss, so he will shoot back.
And he has a blaster rifle, I guess.
Yeah, probably a rifle, because he's got, like, one of the fanciers. He does have to shoot from a higher spot, so he'll have a higher roll, but... Still not good enough to shoot you from this range.
Yeah, he completely misses.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so you exchange fire as you're coming out of the door because you spot the guard up on the upper wall shooting at you. And Yep, so I assume you're running for the speeder bikes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got four people here. You two, Jade, and Jeff. So you can have two people piloting the speeder bikes, and two people riding. I should mm-hmm. probably also note that Jade has stupid good stats in piloting and flying. Like, she is the pilot of the ship. That, like, that and, like, melee skills are her things. So,
mm-hmm.
unless someone jumps on the bike first, she's probably going to jump on one of them to mm-hmm. pilot it.
Yeah, jump on the other one.
Yeah, Figgle okay. sucks, so...
Okay. So, yeah. Figgle, you pick who you want to ride with, and Jeff will ride with the other person.
Jade.
Okay.
Trust.
Okay, so Jeff is riding with Jairus. Okay, so the skill for this, it's under mechanical, it's repulsor lift operation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just do a basic check with it to see how well your speeder driving is.
18.
Oh, nice.
22.
Okay, yeah, so you both do a really good job of driving it. You lift off, drive out of the courtyard, out the front door. There were two stormtroopers there, but I think you're driving well enough that you get past them without them taking shots at you. And you speed down the side of the mountain back to the ship, and you all get back in. And since it was out of sight, I think you're able to lift off safely from there. So, yeah, so you're all leaving Galadran. You got the codes that you need. You have one more downtime moment here before we get to the final part of the first arc.
Hmm. Okay. So, I wanted to talk to Mobik.
Oh, Figgle. How are you doing?
Could have been better. Speaking
what's
of that...
What's wrong, Mibuki?
Okay. Yeah. This whole thing with robotic suits.
Yes.
I swear, I paid off my debt a couple of times already. And last mission, I didn't blow up anything. So, I think this time I should actually get a prize.
Yes. Well, once we get the treasure from this Imperial Cruiser, we will have mm-hmm. more than enough monies to pay for your surgery or whatever it is you want.
Yes. Okay, so I have motivation to work now, okay.
Yes, I know someone in the underworld of Nar Shaddaa who does uh-huh. these kind of surgeries all the time. He will do a great job of giving you extra limbs or whatever it is you wanted.
Frankly, I don't really need a surgeon. I just need someone who is good with the robots, I guess.
Oh.
But,
Well, Nar Shaddaa is a big place. There are a lot of talented people there.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that something is going to be done about it. So, thanks, and I'll be on my way.
Okay. And he goes back to his space soap office.
Jarvis is going to take Jeff to a separate room and going to talk to him.
Okay. Alright, what's up?
Do you know who I am?
No. Should I?
Today is your lucky day. And he leaves.
Okay.
And then
Jeff just looks around like, that was weird.
And then he's going to go to Jade.
Hey. That got a bit explosive, but...
I am sorry. Kind of panicked.
Yeah, I mean, they are Imperials, so whatever.
Yeah, but... next time, I'm going to try to listen to you guys. Yes.
Hmm.
This was really unprofessional,
Water under the space bridge.
Just next time, let's make sure we get better disguises.
Yeah, we are approaching an Imperial cruiser, and we're going to have to board it. So disguises would be good.
Probably. Let's work on this, I think. What's the cruiser like?
Okay, well, I guess you're approaching it because you had only gotten the information that Uncle Gorfa told Mabek. So, okay, let me see what I put for a description. It was near Yavin 4 was where it was last seen. And as Gorfa informed you, the ship appears unguarded, moving at a steady sublight pace toward the Hydean way and civilization. Now that you see it, though, you're struck by how eerily silent the ship is. Jade raises the ship on comms, using the clearance code you stole. That was the passcode. And the transmitter device to properly encrypt it. The ship is called the Lost Legacy. Lost Legacy, okay. This is Imperial Cruiser A113, dispatched from Coruscant to assist you. She waits, but there's no answer. Lost Legacy, repeat, this is Imperial Cruiser A113, dispatched from Coruscant, do you copy? Still no answer. Jade turns to you. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Ah, oh, fuck. Zombies!
Well, no. Of course, this wasn't going to be easy.
I mean, this is weird, but they are on guard. Maybe they're all dead. You know, maybe we can just go in, get the stuff, and get out.
What's the chance of that?
I'm not good at calculating odds. I'm not either.
Don't even try.
I'm not that kind of droid.
Boy.
I just assume everything will be bad. That is how life goes.
Little buddy. After this mission, let's go to a nice place in the Outer Rim. Have a few drinks. I heard there are places where there are droids dancing on tables. Maybe you'd like that?
Are they willingly doing that?
Are they what?
Do they have a choice?
Oh.
Do any of us have a choice?
Oh my god.
If you could have a choice, what you'd be doing right now?
That is a I don't know. I have never had a choice.
So, after this mission, you choose one thing you want to do, and we're going to do it. No checking out.
Okay. I will begin processing this.
Good.
And he walks off to think about what one thing he would ask to do.
Yeah, progress.
Oh, poor little droid.
Yeah,
one step closer to the droid revolution.
Okay. So, the white Whaleodon has, like the Millennium Falcon, there's, like, a gunwale in the middle, but you can also, like, dock with it, at least on this one. Like, there's a gun turret on the bottom of the ship. The top one is empty, you can, use it to, like, dock with the underside of the cruiser, since Jade's piloting, obviously, that's what you're gonna do. And lines it up with a hatch inside the ship so you can enter through the floor. And as you enter, do we want to establish anything you want to bring with you?
Yeah, or before we enter, I'm going to take another
NPC
grenade.
Which NPC you want to assist you? Okay. I'm
going to take another grenade, a flash grenade this time. So two grenades and a medpack.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have another grenade. To replace the one I used and the medpack.
Okay. Do you want to bring Jade or Poe?
Since I started an existential crisis in Poe, probably Jade.
Poe's busy.
Okay.
For this mission, next time we take Poe.
Okay. So you bring Jade with you. You go up through this hatch into the interior. You are in a cargo bay. The interior is quiet, save for the hum of running engines. A mouse droid skitters past you, but doesn't seem aware or alerted by your presence.
This isn't normal.
Mm. Yep, you are in a cargo bay. There's like crates around, but you don't see any people.
Checking the crates.
They all seem like standard Imperial cargo. Nothing too special from those, but you do notice that they're like, in addition to that, like there's a door on one side of the room leading out. And then on the other side, there are two doors, but between them, there is a locked room. It's inside of the cargo bay, but it's like separated from it, sealed off.
Uh-huh. Mm. Can we try to unlock it?
Probably.
Okay, let's just do this.
I mean, we wanted to heist this place. So maybe something valuable is there.
Mm-hmm.
Or something alive that's going to eat us.
We should progress the plot, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
14.
Let's open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the plot is.
No, it doesn't work. The door is still sealed.
Oh, well.
Yep. Let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
No. No, it's sealed. There is a message on the screen that says captain's override needed to open the door.
Okay, so let's check the ship and find the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Data pack.
Okay, so the two doors on, I guess, the back side of the room, say engine room or engine room access. The other door doesn't say anything. It seems to be leading toward the front end of the ship, though.
We find any displays we could hack for a map.
Oh, a map. There are, there's the computer terminal that you're at right now. It's mainly to unlock that door, but it also has access to the rest of the ship's computer.
So, why is it?
Okay. So, you go on, that computer, you find that the terminal tells you that that other door, like the back doors do, just lead to the engine rooms. The front door leads to a corridor that has crew quarters and the galley and storage rooms and the fresher, which is the Star Wars name for bathrooms. Those are all along that corridor, which eventually leads up to the bridge, where there is a captain's room, and, like, the helm and stuff. Also, you find a log on this. Someone has been keeping a record of things that have happened on this ship lately.
Oh. Storytelling.
Mm. Do you want to read the info dump?
Yes.
Okay. And actually, since we're closing in on an hour, this could wrap up this episode, and then we could do a short fourth one to conclude this area.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, mm-hmm. Let me see where I wrote this shit down. Log number 053032. Operation Reclamation was a success. While the other team searched the abandoned rebel facilities... Oh shit, I forgot I was gonna name the team that was writing this thing. What's a good name for an Imperial team that is searching for secret stuff? Or ancient stuff, I guess. Archaeological stuff. We'll call them... What's a good Indiana Jones reference that I could call these guys? Team Ark. Okay. Okay. Search the abandoned rebel facilities on Yavin 4. Team Ark, accompanied by troopers from the 313th Battalion, excavated the nearby Masasi temples for objects of interest to His Imperial Majesty. One such object recovered a large container overlaid with intricate mason work from an ancient civilization. Object has been placed in secure storage. Lost Legacy has departed Yavin 4 en route to... And then the place that they're going to is redacted, but with a good enough security check, you can find out. It's all for flavor, though. It's not actually going to mean anything unless you're a super Star Wars nerd and then you hear this place and go, oh, okay.
15.
Yeah, might as well. It's Biss, which is the Emperor's secret stronghold in the Deep Core from the Dark Empire comics. So the ship was heading for there. Next entry, 053140. Lost Legacy has suffered an engine failure. Crews are at work to repair it, but due to the nature of our mission and our cargo, we cannot send out a distress beacon. The Emperor would be most displeased if pirates were to be drawn to our location. 054415. Colonel Johnson of the 313th was placed under arrest after assaulting an officer. While in the brig, Johnson became self-destructive, appearing to claw at his own face. A guard intervened, but, following a struggle, was forced to subdue Johnson. The colonel's body was placed in cold storage to limit rot. We hope a full autopsy can provide some answers for his sudden change of behavior, but we lack the facilities or officers to perform one aboard the Lost Legacy. Entry 055210. The rest of the 313th has followed in Johnson's pattern, attacking crew without provocation. We who remain have barricaded the bridge, but don't know for how long we can keep them out. Comms are down, but Captain Veitch is attempting to assemble a secure band transmitter in his office. I wonder, was there something on the planet? Some kind of virus? And that's the last entry in the logs on this ship.
So, they extricated the black marker.
Yep. So.
Okay.
Well, that's not creepy or anything.
This sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous stuff is very valuable.
Yeah, if this thing matters that much to the Emperor, it is probably worth a lot. We're going to have to go through a lot of fences, I think, so that we're not the ones who get killed if he doesn't decide to pay up, but. But
I mean, it's not what we have to worry about now.
Yeah. Now the
human killing zombies humans out there.
Yeah.
Is there still alive?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did we scan for signs of life? Is it impossible?
I don't think that exists in Star Wars. Like, you would need, like, a Jedi to be able to, like, sense someone through the Force.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. So we'll just go for the captain's quarters.
Yeah, we also... Do we want to make this a long episode? I mean, I think the rest of it should be done in less than a half hour, probably.
Yeah, let's make it a long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it is the end of the arc, so we'll just call this a long episode. Okay, so yeah, so you exit... let me just check to see if I said this door was locked. Nope. Yeah, so there is that door that leads out into the corridor. It is unlocked, and since you have the map, you know... You see six doors ahead of you. There's three on either side. On the left, it is the bathrooms... And then two doors that lead into the crew quarters. It's a large room. And then on the right, there is the cold storage room that was mentioned in those logs. The galley, which is just like dining tables and food. And then there is another storage room. I ran out of ideas. I just put another storage room in this ship.
It makes sense for an archaeological ship to have a lot of storage.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is more like a curated storage room that they would have, like, things organized. And, like the cargo bay that you started off in is just, like, their digging supplies, their whatever small land vehicles they need for traveling around.
Yeah, mind-controlling monuments.
Yeah, so their other finds that aren't in that locked, secure room are in this small storage room.
Yeah, let's check it out. Maybe it's worth something.
Mm. Okay, so you're going to go straight for that storage room?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
We shouldn't...
you're the players. So. You decide which rooms you want to go to.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to check out the cold storage, because there'll be another info dump here, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah, but there might be actual treasure in that storage, in the curated storage.
Yeah, I will say, when you're looking down this hallway, you don't see anyone in the hallway.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the lights are on, the ship is still running, it's just empty. Or seemingly, this room is empty, and the cargo room, nobody was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, could check every room, in case we find something belonging to the captain.
Hmm.
Or we could just go for the stuff we think it's important.
Hmm.
And I'm not really sure. So I'm looking at Figgle. So do this quick, do this not quick.
Caution might be better here, so I hear a rustling of paper.
Oh, sorry, I was just pulling. I noticed the intro note that I wrote on a different sheet of paper that I stuck on the first page of my notebook, and I was sticking it into the end of the notebook because I don't need it now.
Oh.
Then let's
all my notes for this are on the page that shows the map of the ship, so I don't need to really turn any pages now.
Let's start with... I'm not good at this. Making decisions. Let's just start with the
you can always
to see if something is in there.
You can do a random roll if you want to pick. Like, if you know the cold storage and the other storage room are your main interests, you can, like, flip a coin or roll 1d2 and see which one it tells you to go to.
Yeah. No, just go to the cold storage, see what's in there.
Okay. So, yeah.
Figgle expressed interest in that, so...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's your first door on the right. You open it. It is a refrigerated room. It's like a walk-in freezer. There's a lot of, like, containers for the frozen food on the ship that they, you know, prepare in the galley. And as mentioned in the log, there is a stormtrooper. He doesn't have his armor. Yeah, since he was in the brig previously before they... quote unquote subdued, as in killed him, because he was violent. His body is in here, it's preserved, and you can see that he's not moving at all, it's just a body. But yeah, he clawed his own eyes out from whatever happened to him.
Okay. Can we take his ID or something like that? Does he have his uniform on him?
ID.
I mean, I assume he probably has, like, dog tags or something. Which, this being Star Wars, could have data chips if you need, like a passcode. If that's what you're thinking. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say he's probably got, like, I think Imperials usually have, like, a code cylinder, which is that little metal thing that they clip onto their, like, shirt. So, yeah, I think he's got one of those. For Colonel Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take it, and maybe we'll use it later. If we could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else of interest here?
Not unless you want some frozen, insert name of Star Wars bird. I think Jabba bird? There's probably maybe some frozen Jabba birds here. Some womp rat meat.
That's really tempting, but I'll not.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So
let's check out the storage, I guess.
Okay, so you leave there, you go two doors down into the other storage. And this one, you open the door and definitely notice the smell. Because in addition to all of the curated finds that are like on shelves around like the perimeter of the room, there are the bodies of the crew members who didn't manage to barricade themselves in the helm before now. So there's a bunch of they wouldn't be stormtroopers. It's mostly just officers who were on this mission. And their bodies are all piled up in this storage room now. So I guess if you need code cylinders, there's probably a bunch of them in there.
Huh.
Anyone looking like a captain?
Nope. Wait. Let me check. Actually, there might be. Let me just check what I had set up for how you get into the captain's room. No, I didn't really actually write anything about that. I was assuming it would just hack the door. So yeah, I redact what I said. The captain's body is in here. You can tell by Imperials, they have those square badges with all the little colored blocks on them. So you, Jairus, would definitely know what the captain's little barcode would be. So you see that, and you know that guy is captain, so yeah, you can take his code cylinders. He's still in his uniform. It's a little bloody from being killed, but otherwise it's intact.
So did they all kill each other, or...?
Mostly blaster burns. Blaster burns, some head impact, if someone clubbed him over the head with something.
I'm just checking to know if they all hit each other or if there's still a...
Here's the bodies were moved here.
Okay, so there's someone here trying to murder people.
Mm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I take his data cylinder and then I say, let's go to the captain's room.
Okay, so...
This place is a graveyard.
Yeah, so you continue down the corridor and then... there are two doors that lead into the bridge. Do you want to take the left one or the right one?
Left.
Okay. Left. Okay. So you go to the left. As you're rounding the corner, you notice two stormtroopers standing in front of the door going to the bridge. But they don't seem as alert as you would expect stormtroopers to be. Like, their heads are kind of lolling a bit.
Fucking zombies. Fucking zombies.
Take out your gun. Just to be
sure. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Jade will quietly.
Of course.
Well, wait, let me check. Does Jade have... I don't know if she has a gun or if she just has the stick. Her vibroglave. She has a good blaster skill, so yeah, she's probably got a holdout blaster. Okay, they haven't noticed you yet, but they will if you round the corner and start heading for the door.
So if they haven't noticed me yet, I'm going to shoot one.
Okay.
No. I'm going to prepare shooting them, then I go around the corner to see if they attack me first.
Okay, yeah, so that gets you an extra dice.
If they attack me, I'm going to shoot you. Yeah.
And we are at short range, I think. So it's a 10. Yep. That definitely hits.
But do they attack me? No, I didn't roll yet.
Hmm?
I didn't roll yet.
You didn't.
Do they attack me?
That's the nope. They haven't detected you yet.
So I'm going to get closer to see if they attack or if they...
Okay, so you're just walking toward them?
Yeah, but with the gun drawn.
Okay. Yeah, now when you are actually around the corner and they can see you, because they don't seem like they are alert enough to notice if someone's lurking around, but they definitely see you when you're actually approaching, and they both immediately lift their blaster rifles and fire. But you can shoot first. So.
Right. I'm going to
I'm also shooting.
We're all Han Solos, we can shoot first.
Yep. 23?
10.
Okay, let's see. 10 is equal to the difficulty, so I guess that means it hits.
Yeah,
so there were two of them. I assume you coordinated to shoot at each of them separately?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You give us a lot of credit.
Yeah, that's how this game's supposed to work. It's all credits.
Damage.
17.
24 damage.
Okay, let me roll their strength to resist, because you notice that they don't make an attempt to dodge. I'll just count this roll as both of them. Each of their strengths, mm-hmm. although it'll determine how dead they are compared to a 17 and a 24.
Are we dead?
Okay, 14. So 17 would be... Okay, so one of them is wounded. The other one that isn't double... it's got to be double to be incapacitated, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're both wounded. So you definitely shot both of them, so okay. They aren't shooting back this turn.
Okay, so... Shoot again?
Yeah, they are now walking toward you and shooting. Let's see, they're not walking fast enough that they're going to get a penalty for movement, but...
Okay.
6.
23?
6.
And 6.
Okay, 23 and 6. So the 6 misses. The 23 hits, so you can roll that one. They're not going to dodge, but one of them's going to get to attack.
Okay, rolling damage, 17.
Okay. 6, that is... Yeah, that's double, and he was already wounded. So that would push him up to... So he's... Yeah, I guess he would be incapacitated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one, you shoot him in the leg, like, hard enough that, like, he's... They're not actually, like... rotting zombies, so their limbs wouldn't just like fly off like a video game, but like their bodies are still intact. So okay, so yeah, you shoot him in the leg like high enough that he just like falls over on his side. But the other one, mm-hmm. since Jairus's attack missed, he's going to shoot at Jairus, and you can dodge as a free reaction. Let me
10
good 4. No, I mean, it seems like because they can't, they're not as alert, they're not very good at shooting, but, yeah, so he misses, but I say, yeah, one of them has fallen over on his side, he's not dead, he might try to make, he's still gonna try to make a shot, even though he can't, really move or aim, so he's not gonna have a good line, but the other one, I think, is, he's, like, drops the blaster, and just runs up and tries to grapple Jairus. Oh. So you have time to shoot him before he gets there, but... Okay, yeah, it's point-blank range, so it definitely hits. So that's the damage. 10, okay, so that's double, so...
It's...
Yep, so you incapacitate him. So I would say he drops his gun, he runs for you, you... point your gun, shoot him point blank in the head, and he falls over backwards. But the other one is on the ground, and he's going to attempt to shoot, unless... Is Figgle shooting at him, or...?
Yep.
Okay. And he can't really dodge, even if he wanted to, because he's on the ground. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's high enough to hit. So, roll damage, I'll roll strength...
21.
Yep. Now, he was already incapacitated. Now you have mortally wounded him, I think. Yeah, it's not double. Mm. So, yeah. Mortally wounded. So he can't shoot back. He's just kind of... I think they're both mortally wounded now. They're just... They're not quite dead, but they're just laying there. And who knows? Maybe they were dead because they're zombies, but whatever. So, yeah, they're both on the ground and can't do anything. You can proceed past them to the door if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so...
What?
Yeah, so you open the door to the bridge. This being a cruiser, it's a lot smaller than it was on that Star Destroyer. It's just, like, the way I've got it drawn, it almost looks like the bridge of the Enterprise, but square. So it's just, like, There's a row of computer consoles along the front, and then there's like a middle row of computer consoles. And then there's the captain's room, which is in the back, again, like it was in that previous ship. This room looks a little disorganized, though. Like, chairs are knocked over, there's just, like, cases of things on the ground. Definitely bloodstains from, the people who died and were dragged away from here. And standing in the middle of the room, there's one figure. It's got a black helmet, black, like, robe that is just draping down to the ground, and he's holding a black staff in his hand. And the figure is just standing there staring out the window, but its head slowly turns to face you, and there is like a red single slit visor. And his thumb like moves a little bit, and out of the tip of the staff comes a red lightsaber blade.
Have you fucked?
Probably.
What are you gonna do? You've got an Imperial Shadow Guard here, creepily standing alone on this bridge of a ship, and he has a saber staff.
Hi. Any reaction?
He doesn't say anything, but his body is now turning toward you.
Oh fuck! He's a zombie too. Oh boy.
Are you a zombie?
He doesn't say anything. He's just walking toward you slowly.
He doesn't seem like a zombie.
I don't know. Can we just kind of back away and close the door behind us?
You can. But if you need that captain's override, you kind of need access to the captain's terminal.
So, let's just gang up on him and...
Okay.
Incapacitate him. Jade, are you in?
Yep.
Damn, you guys brought grenades, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
I mean, we are on a spaceship. It's kind of dangerous to use grenades here.
The killing kind or the flashbang kind?
I don't know. Whatever happened to these guys, I don't think there's any issue with killing them at this point.
Okay. And then, Javis. Please.
Plus, he's got a carking lightsaber.
I want that.
14.
I'm
throwing the grenade too.
Okay, let me see what I gave him for a dodge, because he will dodge.
Seven.
Okay, so that's seven. Did you both throw grenades, was it? Or was
yep.
It? Okay, so there's a 7 on one and 14 on the other. Okay, so I think, yeah, the 7 one probably lands, like, in... Because there's the row of computer terminal. It probably lands in front of the computer terminal that he's behind. So that one's not going to hit him that much. He doesn't seem like he's even scared or noticing them. Like, well, no, he did dodge. Okay. So he notices them, but he's not like, oh shit, it's a grenade. It's like, oh, that's annoying. But the 14... Okay, so that's 14 range. I add 7 to that, so that's 21. Okay, would it be anticlimactic if it just hit him with this grenade? Or should I make you do more? What would be a more interesting story?
Probably difficulty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, me as a GM, I am more interested in telling a fun and interesting story than I am in any mechanic, like, rolling dice at each other until something happens. So, okay, so, yeah, I guess you... One grenade... goes a bit too short, it damages the computer terminal, doesn't really hit him. The other one, I would say it lands near him and the shrapnel will hit, but I'll roll his strength to resist. Let's see. Did you roll the damage on that one?
Okay. 5 and 17.
Okay. I'd say one of them doesn't hit, the other one, Let me see, what's his strength? Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, one of them he definitely would have resisted anyway. The other one, it's a little bit higher, so yeah, I'd say it doesn't land that close, but it's close enough that some of the shrapnel kind of rips through this cape that he's wearing. It leaves some tatters in it, and he takes like, a little bit of damage from that. But otherwise, mm-hmm. he's still walking toward the door where you were. I don't know if you closed the door when you threw the grenades in or not, but...
Nope. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to shoot at him.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
What?
16?
6! God damn it.
Okay, let's see. I'll say one of them hits. Mm-hmm. Whichever one was higher. So, okay. So, 13 and roll strength.
Mm-hmm. The damage is 13.
13 roll is strength to resist. 16. Okay, yeah, so I'll say it hits him, but he just seems to shrug it off like it was nothing. And he's in close range now.
Can I brawl him?
You can try.
Well, I will. Okay. And if I die, that would be on your consciousness.
Mm. And he'll do a brawling parry.
Mm-hmm. 18.
Is Jairus brawling or attacking?
Ah,
fuck. Okay, so he parries the brawl.
But the moment he parries, I'm going to try to get another shot in. Because now he used his reaction and can't dodge.
Okay, yeah, so... Figgle throws a punch, he kind of deflects it with like the back end of his staff, lightsaber end of it.
9.
Yeah, I mean, we are basically at point blank range, so that is high enough to hit. I think he's distracted by blocking the brawl to dodge this, so roll the damage, I'll roll the strength.
15.
Okay, I rolled 7, so that is twice. More than double. So, okay, how should we plan it? Yeah, I'd say Figgle goes to throw a punch, he slaps it away with the staff, but while he's doing that, you, Jairus, pull up your blaster, shoot him square in the chest, and he kind of falls over backwards, hits the computer terminal, and let's see, okay, so double, that means incapacitated, so, he like falls back, hits the table, this staff falls out of his hand, and he's not dead. You know, he seems like he's dazed and trying to get back up.
Jairus takes the staff.
Okay.
Can I turn it on?
Yeah, I was just trying to think if it stays on. I think the way lightsabers work... it should stay. It would either stay on, or maybe it has a pressure... If it has a pressure plate, they're always holding it with the force, because they can drop a lightsaber and it's still on. So I think it is a button. So, yeah, it was probably still on.
I look at Jade and Figgle and say, I'm going to finish this. It's okay when there's one murderer in the group. We don't need three. And I'm going to cut his head off.
Okay. Yeah, I won't even... he's incapacitated, so you don't even really need to roll. Yeah, you swing that saber staff down, slice his head off, the helmet falls off, the head rolls out of it, and you see it's the same as the other stormtroopers. They're like, the eyes are clawed out.
Oh.
And
so he was a zombie.
Yeah, and because it's a lightsaber, it cauterizes the wound, so there's no blood. That's how they get away with the PG-13 stuff. Because there is blood the first time Obi-Wan uses a lightsaber in the first Star Wars movie, but everything after that, there's no blood. Because it instantly cauterizes the wound. So.
And then I take the lightsaber.
Okay. Yeah, it's one long staff. Like, unless you break part of the staff off to make it a lightsaber, it's just a staff with a lightsaber built in. But, yeah, you can keep it with you. Yeah, well, okay, that was... Wow. Yeah, we should just do that override, steal that cargo, and get out of here.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so you've got at the back of the room, there is the captain's room. Let me see what I wrote about what kind of lock is on this. I think it's just a normal lock. But it might not even be locked because the ship is being run by zombies now and they did kill the captain. So, whatever, it's unlocked. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, you killed the boss, so... Okay, so yeah, the computer, the captain's room is open. There is a computer in there. There's the usual captain stuff. It does seem a little more damaged than the last one, considering everybody just died here.
Is there anything interesting in the room?
In the captain's room? Not particularly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I had thought of something in advance or was better at improvising, I could make something up cool that was in there. But no, it's mostly just a captain's room with his personal terminal that lets him override any clearance codes he needs to on the ship.
Okay, so we override the door's codes and go get whatever it is behind
it. So I assume you go back down the hallway, you don't stop in any of the other rooms on the way back? Or do you?
No. Should we? I mean, it was the first room, so maybe we should check that room first.
I mean, you did get the map, and what the map told you is the rooms you haven't gone in are a galley, a bathroom, and a crew quarters. And an engine room.
Crew quarters probably doesn't contain treasures. Same for bathrooms and the last one. Maybe should check that one.
The engine room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. It's at the back of that cargo bay that you started in.
We should probably get out of the place. Turns people.
Maybe someone was trying to escape and ended up in engine room. I don't know. So
there were a lot of bodies in that storage room.
Yeah.
Look, let's get the stuff we want and check the ship later.
Okay.
Okay, so you go back to the cargo bay?
Yeah.
And that
yes.
The secure storage room is unlocked now.
Open that thing up.
Okay. Yeah, so you open the door. The room inside is dark. Like, the only light is coming in through the open doorway. And there is a big rectangular, like, stone box, basically. A lot of intricate, like, carvings on there, stonework. But otherwise, it seems like it's still sealed. With whatever was inside.
So we should take the box before it drives us insane and get out of here, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have to get with Mobic and get him to sell this thing fast.
Yeah. It turns people into monsters. Better make this fit. Nothing.
Oh. No, I'm just assuming... Okay, so you're going to take the box back through the way you got in, back to the ship, and get out of here?
Yeah. Is it possible to put it somewhere in the ship so one can reach it?
I mean, nobody really goes in the back engine room, so I guess you could keep it in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, so you store it in there. And you're all back on the ship. Anything your characters want to say to each other before I have the last scene?
Should probably start working on my Wi-Fi skills for the next mission. The Jarvis is playing with both the lightsaber and his rifle and thinking about which weapon he wants to use next time.
Okay. So, anything Figgle wanted to do before last scene?
Figgle just... No, nothing. I'm kinda... Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. So the last scene, I should ask, do any of you do anything with the box that you brought back, aside from putting it away?
I specifically tell Po not to go there. Mm.
I'm not touching that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so this last scene that I... Sorry if it feels like I'm railroading the campaign, but it kind of has to happen.
Someone has to open it, because everyone's curious.
Because this is how the story happened. So Jade, after she's got your ship back in transit, Mobic is looking for antiquities dealers who would want to buy this creepy old ancient thing. Jade decides to go check it out, and so she slides the lid off of the box, and it hits the ground with a thud. And then inside, there is a long metal cylinder, which hisses softly as it slides away to either side, revealing the form of a woman with olive skin, wrapped in loose black robes, her arms rested across her chest. Suddenly, your eyes shoot open and she sits upright, grabbing Jade by the throat. Her golden eyes stare deeply into hers, intensely aware of her and everything around her.
Where is Naga Shadow?
And that's where we end.
What?
Do you know who this is?